A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Pei Gimel, Zvachim 83a. Pagination is 165. We'll start towards the bottom of the page at the start of the new perek. HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRa'uy Lo. The Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fitting for it. The Mishnah is elaborating on a pasuk which states, Kol hanogeya b'mizbeach yiktosh. Anything that touches the mizbeach shall become sanctified. And we're talking about something that you normally wouldn't have known is going to be sanctified because it became pasul. It's invalid. But the rule over here is that once this item is brought to the mizbeach, it touches the mizbeach, it does not get removed. It does not get withheld from the Mizbeach. It's sanctified. And it's going to be processed. Whether it will fulfill the person's obligations or not is a different discussion. But for our discussion, it is going to be brought and it's not going to be retracted. Now our question is, when does this apply? The term Kol Hanogeya b'mizbeach yikdash, anything that touches, would sound like it means anything. The Mishnah says it only is talking about hara'uy lo, that which is fitting to it. And therefore we have a machlokas how to define fitting for the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua says, kol hara'uy le'ishim, we're talking about things fitting for the mizbeach in the context of the fire. Im alo lo yered, if it went up, does not go down. Shenemar, hi ha'ola. There's a different pasuk that describes things that go up. Al mokta, on its fire. Ma'ola shehi ro'uya li'ishim. We're talking about things, a murim, that are brought up on the fire to be burnt. Imosa lo seyred, afkol shehi ro'u li'ishim, imolo lo yered. Similarly, anything that goes up for the fire, that's what we're talking about when we say, even if it turns out to be pasul, we do not withhold it. Once it's up by the Mizbeach, it will indeed be brought. Rabbi Gamliel, however, says that there's a more sweeping definition of Mizbeach. Kol haro'i l'mizbeach, not necessarily just the fire of the Mizbeach, but any area of the Mizbeach. And as we'll see, the Mishnah will elaborate, it's going to come to include even blood that's pasul, that's brought up to the Mizbeach and came in contact. It's going to actually be brought. And nisachim, the libations, even if they're pasul, once they're brought up to the Mizbeach, they're going to be brought. And that's because Rabbi Gamliel is not defining it as kol haro'i le'ishim for the fire, but rather kol haro'i l'mizbeach, for any part of the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach has different relationships. There's the fire on the top, certainly, but there's also the blood and the libations. Im ola lo yered, shene'emar, hi ha'ola amokta l'mizbeach, ma'ola shi ru'uya l'mizbeach. A more liberal definition, just like the ola is fitting for the Mizbeach, im ola lo seyred, once it goes up, it does not go down. Af kol davar shu ra'i l'mizbeach, im ola lo seyred. Also, anything else, if it's fitting for the Mizbeach, once it goes up, it does not go down. Says the Mishnah, ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel l'divrei Rabbi Yeshua. There's no difference between the words of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Ela hadam v'anesachim. The distinction is going to be by blood and libations, that they have a relationship with the Mizbeach, certainly, but it's not a ra'uy le'ishim. It's not something that's fitting for the fire. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, lo yerdu, they will not come down. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer yerdu, and Rabbi Yeshua would say they should come down because they're not ra'uy le'ishim for the fire. The Rambam, in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Paskins like Rabbi Yehoshua. The Rambam writes, Shekol haro'i le'ishim, anything that's fitting for the fire, im olo l'rosh ha'mizbeach lo yerid. Once it gets to the top of the mizbeach, it does not go down. It touches the Mizbeach, it's sanctified, meaning that it's going to stay. I would think, perhaps, even if it's not fitting for the fire, it's still going to be processed as such. Talmud Lomar, hi ha'ola al mokta. It is the ola, it goes up on the fire. Ma'ola shiru'uya la'ishim, imolsa lo seyred. Just like the carbon ola, it's fitting for the fire. It goes up, it does not come down. Avkoroi le'ishim, imolsa lo yered. Everything that is meant for the fire, if it goes up, it will not come down. But the nesachim and the dam, which Rabbi Gamliel says should also be included in this unique rule, Rabbi Yeshua says is not included in this unique rule, and the Rambam presents it based on Rabbi Yeshua, kol haroi le'ishim, specifically if it's brought, if it's meant for the fire. The Kesef Mishnah observes that you have a machlokes here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. How do we know how to paskin? And he points out that we're going to see Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and Rabbi Shimon also working in the same approach, the same theme. And therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, who actually has additional shitos in line with his reasoning. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.